In July 1847, Andrew Taggart was arrested and convicted of counterfeiting currency and sentenced to 8 years in Bridewell Prison. Mary Taggart was released without so much as a reprimand. She is said to have displayed a roistering, bantering demeanour in the courtroom at the time of her husband's sentencing. Taggart served 3 years and was given a ticket of leave and allowed to depart. Afterwards, it was said the steel had gone out of him, a common consequence of a prison term. He no longer had the energy or the confidence to be a magsman, and turned to hoof-snaffling or horse-stealing. By 1854, he was a familiar face in the flash sporting clubs frequented by turfites. He was said to have been involved in the scandal of 1853, in which a 4-year-old was passed off as a 3-year-old in the Derby. No one was certain, but as a known Prad prig, he was thought to have engineered the theft of the most famous Prad of recent years, Silver Whistle, a 3-year-old from Derbyshire. Pierce met him in the King's Arms with a most peculiar suggestion, and Taggart gulped his gin as he said, "You want to snuffle a what?"
"A leopard," Pierce said.
"Now where's an honest man like me to find a leopard?" Taggart said.
"I wouldn't know," Pierce said.
"Never in my life," Taggart said, "would I know of any leopard, except in the besteries here and there, which have all manner of beasts."
"That's so," Pierce said calmly.
"Is it to be christened?"
Now, this was a particularly difficult problem. Taggart was an expert christener, a man who could conceal the fact that goods were stolen. He could disguise the markings of a horse so that even its owner would not recognize it. But christening a leopard might be harder.
"No," Pierce said. "I can take it as you have it."
"Won't gull nobody."
"It doesn't have to."
"What's it for, then?" Pierce gave Taggart a particularly severe look and did not reply.
"No harm in asking," Taggart said. "It's not every day a man gets asked to snuffle a leopard, so I ask why. No harm intended."
"It's a present," Pierce said. "For a lady."
"Ah, a lady."
"On the continent."
"Ah, on the continent."
"In Paris."
"Ah."
Taggart looked him up and down. Pierce was well dressed.
"You could buy one right enough," he said. "Cost you just as dear as buying from me."
"I made you a business proposition."
"So you did, and a proper one too, but you didn't mention the joys for me.
You just mention you want a nat leopard." "I'll pay you 20 guineas.
"You'll pay me 40, and count yourself lucky."
"I'll pay you 25, and you'll count yourself lucky," Pierce said. Taggart looked unhappy. He twisted his gin glass in his hands.
"All right, then," he said. "When's it to be?"
"Never you mind," Pierce said. "You find the animal and set the lay, and you'll hear from me soon enough." And he dropped a gold guinea on the counter. Taggart picked it up, bit it, nodded, and touched his cap.
"Good day to you, sir," he said.